Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
For me, Sunday of Zacchaeus is always a Sunday where I mentally start to prepare for the upcoming Great Lent. At least for me, it is a Sunday where I am forcing myself to stop and raise above the worldly worries of today and tomorrow and focus on how my Lent and Easter and, well, the rest of my life will look like. Today we hear Zacchaeus finding a way to see Christ. He probably tried many ways to see him, but nothing worked out until he forced himself to climb a tree. In a way, we can say that he had to go out of his way, probably using all of his energy to climb a tree. For sure, it was uncomfortable for him. And in a way, being such a high stature of a person, it had to be very, very humiliating to him. There are many people who want to love God with a sincere heart and to grow in their spiritual life, that is, to deepen their relationship with God. But many observe that after months and sometimes even years, fatigue or rather kind of discomfort or indifference sets in and it quickly diminishes their spiritual efforts. And there can be several reasons for that. The most common is that we take upon ourselves too much of a prayer, too much of a fasting, and other spiritual tools that can help us grow in spiritual life. The error is made by many beginners or even those who are more advanced in spiritual life. Enthusiasm for faith, enthusiasm for God, leads us to include good spiritual activities or spiritual tools into our lives without making room for them in our life. In Slovakia, there's this saying that the old farmers knew very well that the overloaded wagon would not take the horses far. They would get burned out. And Saint Isaac touches on this problem. He says, the beginning of the path of life is continually to exercise in mind the words of God, scriptures, and to live in poverty. For when a man waters himself with one virtue, it aids in the perfection of the other virtues. That is to say, to water yourself with a study of the words of God helps us in achieving poverty, while achieving freedom from possessions affords us the time to attain to constant study of the Word of God. And the help provided by them both speedily creates the entire structure of virtues. This advice can be easily applied to us who live in this scattered world. Maybe we cannot live in this radical poverty, but for sure we can introduce some simplicity into our life. If we decide to follow the words of Saint Isaac and to devote more time to study of the Holy Scriptures, let us first consider what we will give up in order to gain this time with Christ. There are only 24 hours a day. If it's full of activities or even rest, it is difficult to add anything else. But we can give up one to make room for another. But let's avoid radical changes. Saint Isaac intentionally uses the term watering of the two activities. By watering, he assumes growth, in which after some time leads to deepening of spiritual life and spiritual activities, and at the same time, greater simplicity of our life. Step by step, we have to create our own piece of desert, place where we can retreat and have one-on-one with God. St. Isaac says, as long as the senses are occupied with external things, the heart cannot rest from the ideas they bring. If you listen to music or podcasts or TV, we will unintentionally think about what was said, what we heard, what we saw. Even if we don't care what it is they say, this worldly content imprints itself on our heart, and it stays there until it can disturb us and make us fall and sin. If we are outside of our place of desert, outside of where the place where we choose to be, to have meeting with one-on-one with God, bodily passions do not lessen and evil thoughts do not subside. So in a way, this where we create this one-on-one meeting, that special place, keeps us safe. This is one of the basic tips for building a good and solid spiritual life. But perhaps today is the occasion for us to take these words seriously. To dismiss this advice would not be wise. We are all called to holiness. Taming evil passions and thoughts is one of the steps in order to reach heaven. Even though we live in this very screwed up world, we should always pay attention and choose what we read, what we watch, what activities we engage in, and even on what kind of society or friends we join. The effort for purity of the heart is like a sieve through which we let only the good things into our lives. Those few simple things are not easy to bring into our life. It takes effort, patience, and literally day-to-day martyrdom, where we, and most days, even dislike ourselves for choosing God. But we cannot think that we will progress further in spiritual life if we do not dare to take up this step. Look, Zacchaeus raised above just enough to see God. So we too need to stop and see where we are. We are surrounded by a noisy environment where we cannot even think. Or we are in a place where the actions are spiritually deadening to us. Or maybe we don't even know where we are. That's why we need to raise up and just enough to see where we are and where Christ is, and reorient us so we can go towards Him. So let us take the example of Zacchaeus today. Let us yearn to see Christ and correct our ways so that our Lent, our Easter, maybe rest of our life, we can be always facing God. Glory to Jesus Christ.